Okay, let's pick up with the Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph Amed Aleph. We're about a little bit more than halfway down the page. The first word on the line is Bevkarcha by the two dots. So one of the things that we talked about in the Mishnah earlier was that if you have an ox that was a tam or a muad, we said that if they killed somebody, so we said they're both going to have to be put to death. Either a tam or a muad is going to have to be put to death. The only difference between a tam and muad, as we said in the Mishnah, was whether you're going to, the balim, the owner of the animal, is going to have to pay kofar. If the animal was a muad, then the balim have to pay kofar. If the animal was a tam, then the balim don't have to pay kofar. But either way, both animals have to be put to death by means of skila. So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. So we have the following braisa that goes through the pasuk that teaches us that when an animal kills someone, the animal is supposed to be put to death by stoning. The pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Shmos Chav Aleph Chav Ches, the pasuk says, V'chi yigach shor as ish, or as isha, when an axe will gore a man or a woman, v'meis, and the man or woman dies, so kol yisakel hashor, the shor, the axe has to be stoned. Then the pasuk goes on and says, V'lo ye'achel es b'saro, and its flesh should not be eaten, u'bal hashor naki, and the owner of the axe will be clean. So the Gemara says, so here's what the Braisa says. Tanavana, mimashma shenemar, from the implication that we have in the Pasuk, where once the Pasuk says, sakol yisakel hashor, that the shor has to be stoned, eni yodeh shenevelehi, nevela asur b'achila, don't I know already then, that if you're stoning the animal clearly didn't undergo shechita, and if the animal didn't undergo shechita, now that it's dead, it's just a regular carcass, and the carcasses are prohibited in eating. So the question then is, ma tam olomer lo yachel es b'saro. So what's the Pasuk come to teach us by saying, lo yachel es b'saro, that the flesh of the animal should not be eaten? Of course you can't eat the flesh. The animal is asar b'achila because it's a nevela. So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, magadacha akasa, so the Pasuk is telling you, shim shachta la'achar shenigmar dino, that in a case where a person shechted it, after there was a Gemar din, after the court reached a verdict, asar b'achila, it's still prohibited in consumption. In other words, the case that the pasuk is talking about when it says lo yachel es b'saro, the chiddush of those words is that in a case where you didn't get around to stoning it yet, the court just reached a verdict. Now the animal is sentenced to skila, but it hasn't been stoned yet. Well, what happens if someone takes it and shechts it? Are you allowed to eat the meat? The answer is no. That's what the pasuk says, lo yachel es b'saro. So says the Gemara, in liyala ba'achila, or it says the Braisa, in liyala ba'achila, that teaches me only that it's forbidden to be eaten. Bahana'a minayin, how do I know that it's asr bahana'a, that you're not allowed to benefit from the animal? Tamalomar ubalashar naki, that's why the pasuk goes on to say, and the owner of the axe is clean. So says the Gemara, wait a second, my mashma, what's the implication of balashar naki, that it's conveying that the meat, that the animal is asr bahana'a? So Shimon ben Zoma Omer, Kadam Shamar Lachaver, it's like a person when he says to his friend, Yatze ish ploni naki minachasev, that this fellow has gone out clean from his property. He's been cleaned out of his property. That's what it means. Vein lo behem anah shel klum, right? Where he doesn't get any benefit, he doesn't have any benefit from his property. He's been totally cleaned out. That's what the pasuk means. The Baal Hashor will be cleaned out. In other words, he will be cleaned out from being able to have any hana'ah from this animal. Says the Gemara, how do you know, what was it that tipped you off to say that when the pasuk says lo yachel es b'saro, that it's telling you that where he shechted it after the court reached a verdict, that it's aser ba'achila, that the animal cannot be eaten if you shechted it? How do you know that that's what the pasuk is getting at? Ema, I would say maybe something a little bit different. That maybe where you shechted it after the verdict was reached, shari ba'achilahu, it's permitted to be eaten. So why does the pasuk say lo yachel es b'saro? What's that getting at? And I would have said that when the pasuk says lo yachel es b'saro, lo yachel es b'saro is coming to teach you that when you stoned it, it's asr b'hana. In other words, what we said in this braisa, there were three parts to the braisa. Part one was that from sakol yisakel hashor, you're supposed to stone the animal. The pasuk says when it says lo yachelus bisaro, that teaches you that if you shechted it after the Gemara Din was reached, it's asr ba'achila. And then we have ubalashar nakir to teach you that it's asr ba'hana. Well, maybe when the pasuk says lo yachelus bisaro, achila is just the pasuk's way of telling you that it's not allowed to be eaten. But all the pasuk really means is that eating is just a paradigm for hana'a. And so the pasuk is telling you that you're not supposed to have hana'a from the animal. Meaning to say then, it's when you stoned it, then the animal is asr bahana. But if you would have shechted it, then there would be no problem. How do you know that lo yachel spesaro is specifically a case where you shechted the animal after the verdict was reached, and the pasuk is saying, don't eat that meat? Maybe the pasuk is saying that when you stone it, then the animal cannot be eaten. Now, what does it mean that the animal can't be eaten once you stone it? It means that you're not allowed to have hana. And achila is just a paradigm. Where do you see that someone holds that achila and the psukim is just a paradigm for hana? So it says the Gemara, right? Lehei d'sakel miskel da'aser hu banahu kider Rav Avohu, like Rav Avohu says. Da'am Rav Avohu, am Rav Elazar. We know the Rav Avohu quotes from Rav Elazar. Kol makom shenemar lo yachal, lo sochel, lo sochelu. Or lo yachel lo seachel lo sochelu, echad iser achila ve echad iser hana'a b'mashma. The pasuk, the word achila, connotes both achila, both an iser of eating, and both as well as the iser of hana'a, of having benefit. Achi parlocha hakasav, until the pasuk spells out specifically that otherwise, kedarach shapart l'chav b'nevela, like as you find in the context of nevela. What do you see by nevela? By when the pasuk tells you about the prohibition to eat nevela, the pasuk goes on to say you're not allowed to eat the nevela. What do you do with it? The pasuk says that l'ger b'nasina, that you're supposed to give it to the ger, ulav t'chav b'mechira, that you can sell it to the guy. But in other words, from the fact the pasuk says lo sochlu, and then the pasuk goes on to say lager shebe sharacha tenenu. So then, by the fact the pasuk is saying that, that's telling that if it wouldn't have said, wouldn't have given you the heter of lager shebe sharacha tenenu, then you wouldn't have said that you should be able to give it to him. You shouldn't be able to get any hana. You shouldn't be able to sell it to the guy. That's because lo sochlu otherwise would tell you that everything, both isra achila and isra na, is included. And so maybe over here as well, when the pasuk is saying lo yachelos b'sero, the pasuk is saying that after it's stoned, you're not allowed to eat it. What does it mean you're not allowed to eat it? It means you're not allowed to have hana, because achila in the psukim can connote hana'a. So says the Gemara, Amri, I'll tell you what I would tell you. Hani mili hecha denafek le'isr achila ve'isr hana'a. Now that's where the word is being used. That's where we're learning out. Denafek le'isr achila ve'isr hana'a, mekra me lo yachel. That would be where you're learning out both the Isra Achila and the Isra Hana'a from the words in the pasuk of Lo Yachal. So from that kind of a phrase. Aval hachav, what are we suggesting in this pasuk? What would we be learning out from Lo Yachal b'sero? Aval hachav, the Isra Achila misakol yisakel nafka. The fact that the animal is Asra Achila is already learned out from Sakol yisakel, right? Because the pasuk is telling that you're supposed to stone it, which means you're not doing shechita to it, so it's asr b'achila. And so then, what would we be learning from lo yachelos b'sero? So then, I would be telling you that you learn not only the isra na from lo yachelos b'sero, but isa kadaita chay lo yachelos b'sero isra nahu. If you want to think, if you're thinking that lo yachelos b'sero is for the isra na, nichta rachman lo yahane. So either the pasuk, if all the pasuk wants to tell you through the words of lo yachelos b'sero is the isra hana'a, then the pasuk should have just written that lo yahana. Or alternatively, inami lo yachel, the pasuk could have written lo yachel. Maybe that could still connote only isra hana'a. But es b'sero lamali, why does the pasuk go on to say its flesh should not be eaten? Why is it highlighting that? So clearly, the afal gav, the avde came baser, because clearly the pasuk is trying to get through the point that even though you made it like meat, meaning to say what? The shachate, that he shechted it, aser, it's still prohibited. So where does this leave us? The Gemara said that from the pasuk of lo yachelos b'sero, you see that it's meat, it cannot be shechted after the verdict, before it was stoned. And if you shechted it, right, if you shechted it after the verdict, it's going to be aser ba'achila. What does the pasuk of Balash Ranaki teach you? That it's aser bahana'a. So the Gemara wants to know, well, maybe when it says lo yachelos b'sero, it's not teaching you that it can't be eaten if you shechted it after the verdict. Maybe it's telling you that it's aser bahana'a. I already know that there's an isra achila from the fact the pasuk says to stone it. So then when the pasuk goes on to say the isra hana'a, the lo yachelos b'sero, that just means isra na. Like Rav Avohu always tells us that lo yachal, lo sochel, lo sochelu, that teaches us an isra achila and an isra hana'a. So the Gemara answers to that, no, it can't be, because the only way that Rav Avoh would be comfortable saying that lo yochal, lo yochel, etc., would connote, or that we'd be comfortable with that, would connote the Isra Na, is when you're learning out the Isra Achila and the Isra Na from those words of lo yochal. But over here, that's not what's going on. Here we're learning out the Isra Achila from Sokol Yisakel, and then we're learning out the Isra Hana from lo yachel es b'saro. So that would be very hard to say that lo yachel is what's teaching us only the Isra Na. If all we wanted to teach was Isra Na, then Pasuk should have just said lo yahana. Or it shouldn't have said lo yachel es b'saro. Why do we highlight that? Must be that we're bringing out the basar part to show you that you're doing something to make it basar, meaning that you shechted it like a piece of meat. And so the Pasuk is telling you that it's usur. It's usur to eat if you shechted it after the verdict. Okay, so the Gemara then goes on and says, "Mask of the Marzutra." So Marzutra had the following kasha: "Ema hani mili hecha de barak tzor v'shachat bo de avde kein tzkila." Well, maybe that's when do you say that there's an iser if you shechted the animal after the verdict? Maybe that's specifically where the ma'isa shechita that you did mimicked a kind of skila. So, for example, where you checked a rack, hecha de barak tzor, you checked a rack, meaning, and you made sure that there were no pegimos, there was no, that you could perform a kosher shechita with this rack, v'shachabo, and then you shechted using that rack. In that case, the avdekein skila, you did a kind of a ma'isa skila, and that's where the Torah says that if you shechted it in a way where it underwent a kind of skila, that's where there's an iser on the meat. But maybe if you would shecht it with a knife, lo, there would be no problem. So says the Gemara, why would you distinguish between a knife and a tzor, a knife and a rack? Amri, I would tell you, atu sakin kesiva baraisa? Does it say anything about a sakin in the Torah that you need to use specifically a knife in order to perform shechita? Fatanan, I thought we learned in the Mishnah in Chulin, hashochet b'magal yad, if a person performs shechita using a magal yad is like a scythe, b'tzor using a rack of a kanner using a reed, shechita is a ksheira, the shechita is a valid shechita. In other words, we're not so particular about using a knife. So therefore, you wouldn't say such a thing to distinguish between a knife and a rack. As far as we're concerned, shechita is shechita. Okay, so now, where this leaves us is we have defended the Tana of the Braisa, but we're still a little bit curious how Rav Avoh would play out these psukim. So, v'hashta denafgalei isra achila v'isra anah milo yachel es b'saro. Well, then if you do understand that when the Pasuk says lo yachel es b'saro, that teaches us an isra achila and an isra anah, which would presumably be like Rav Avoh, right? So then, wait a second, v'al ashernaki lomali. Why is the Pasuk have to say Baal Ashernaki? Right? According to the Tana of the Braisa, we said the Baal Ashernaki teaches you the Isra Ana. But if you were in Rav Avoh's base medrash, he would tell you that you could learn out the Isra Achila and the Isra Ana from Lo Yachel Es Bisaro. So, Hashta Denafkale Isra Achila Ve Isra Ana Me Lo Yachel Es Bisaro, Baal Ashernaki Lomali. Why does the Pasuk have to say Baal Ashernaki? Says the Gemara, Lahanas Oro, because it's telling you about the benefit from the hide of the animal. That's what's going on. That's why we need the Pasuk to say Baal Ashernaki. He's cleaned out from even the hide. I would have thought, Besaruhu da Asarbana, maybe specifically the flesh of the animal that's prohibited to have any benefit from it. Aval Oro, but its hide, Nishtari Bahana, maybe it should be permitted to have enough from it. So Kamashalan Baal Ashernaki, and that's what the Pasuk says, Baal Ashernaki. So says the Gemara, wait a second, Lahanach Tanai. But according to those Tanaim, the Mafki Le Lahai Valashurnaki, the Drasha Achrina, who used the Pasuk of Valashurnaki to teach us a different Drasha, Kidvina Lemaima Lakamanas, we're going to say later on, we're going to discuss a whole bunch of Shitas for what you learn from the words of Valashurnaki, which means that we're not using Valashurnaki to teach you that there's an Isra Hana on the hide. So then, wait a second, Hanaz Arminalu, how do those Tanaim know that the hide of the animal is Asherbana? Says the Gemara, Nafkalume es bisaro. They learn it out from the fact that the Pasuk says es bisaro. Right? The Pasuk says lo yachel es bisaro. What's the es doing there? So es hatafel bisaro. That teaches us that which is secondary to the fleet, to the flesh, to the meat. What's secondary to the flesh, to the meat? Mind you, what is that? Oro. That is the hide. So says the Gemara, v'haitana. What about the first tana? Meaning, if you learn like Rav Avoh, so then, why don't we learn from es bisaro? maybe we could learn out the Isra Na on the hide from Es Bisro. So Vahaitana Es Lo Darish. He doesn't darshan S's. Kidatanya, as we learn in the Raisa, Shimon HaMsuni, Va'amila Nechemya HaMsuni, Shimon HaMsuni, and some say it's Nechemya HaMsuni, Hayadarish Kol Es in Shabbatara. He used to darshan all the S's that you find in the Torah. Kivin Shigil, the Es Hashem Lokachatira. Once he reached the Pasuk of Es Hashem Lokachatira, Pirish, he separated, meaning he stopped doing that. Why? Because he thought that S is always coming to include something, but the problem is, how could there be something else that you need to have Yira for? Why would the pasuk say Es Hashem Lokachatira, Hashem, you have to fear, including something else out there that you have to fear? How could that be? So Amar Lo Tamidim, so his Tamidim said to Shimon Suni or to Nechemya Suni, Rebbe, Kol Esen Shadarash Matayelin. Well, what's going to be with all the Esen that you've already darshined? Amar Lahem. So he said to them, Kishem Shagibati Tzchar Ladrisha Kach Gibati Tzchar Alaprisha. Just as I accepted Tzchar for the Drisha, for the darshaning of those S's, so too I'm going to accept Tzchar, I'm going to get Tzchar for separating. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva came, Vali made Es Hashem Elokachatira, until he darshaned, he taught, what's Es Hashem Elokachatira? Well, Rabbos, Tamid Chacham, that's include Tamid Chacham. Those are the other people that require Yira, which the Baalei Tosfos point out that why that this is specifically for a Rebbe Muvak, where we know from the Mishnah is that Mora Abecha Kimora Shemaim. Oh, it's generally that's like a Mora. It's a Rebbe Muflug. It's either way. So what do you see now? So what we see is that apparently there is a position out there that you don't darshan S's, and a Ravah would presumably be in that camp. Okay, let's hold here.